Primercare Media from TWR and InterHealth Worldwide invite you to take a moment for your health. Your schedule says travel. Your condition says pregnant. Should the two go together? Is it safe to travel while you're pregnant? Should you cancel the trip, or should you at least postpone it until another time? If you're expecting an easy answer to cover all situations, it won't happen. There are too many other questions which must be answered first. Questions like, where are you going? Are there good medical facilities at your destination, in case you need them? Are you and your partner traveling together, or are you traveling alone or with a friend or colleague? Be sure, if possible, that you talk things over, especially with your baby's father, before making your final travel plans. What form of transportation are you planning on using? Plane, car, bus, truck, train, boat, canoe, bicycle, horseback, walking? Oh, there are probably others I haven't mentioned, and any one or a combination of them could happen in the life of an international worker. They each carry their own unique potential for risk for a person who is pregnant. However, for most healthy travelers, the risk is small, especially if you have had no previous problems during pregnancy. The safest time to travel is between 18 and 26 weeks. Before 15 weeks is not considered to be a good or safe time for travel during pregnancy. During this time, there are higher risks of miscarriage. Also, during this time, there is the possible danger of a tubal pregnancy, also known as an ectopic pregnancy. If possible, have a scan to make sure your pregnancy is simple and in the right place. Confirmation of the right dates would be good too. Travel is also often not recommended after 30 weeks. This is because during this time, other possibly serious complications can occur, such as premature labor. Before you travel anywhere for any distance or time, be sure to check with your doctor or other healthcare provider. Generally, that person would know your medical history and would be able to advise you if it is safe for you to travel, and if it is safe, what precautions you should take. Your doctor can advise you if it is safe for you to receive any kind of vaccination. Generally, doctors will advise you not to have what is known as live vaccines. These would include measles, mumps, and rubella. Others to avoid would include yellow fever, BCG against tuberculosis, and chickenpox. Vaccinations for those diseases should generally be avoided by pregnant women. However, if there is a risk of a disease, then a doctor might recommend a vaccine as being the best choice. An example of this would be during an outbreak of yellow fever. Inactivated vaccines are generally considered to be safe. One of those would be for hepatitis B. Don't make decisions such as these on your own. Consult your healthcare provider, your doctor. He or she will need to know your destination. That is, what country or countries you will be visiting or staying in. Are you just visiting? Or are you moving to this country for a long-term assignment? What is the risk that you might contact one of these diseases? These are all factors that should be considered and discussed with your doctor as you prepare for travel while pregnant. If you're traveling to a tropical destination or a destination where malaria is a possibility, that brings up other serious concerns. Malaria can cause serious health concerns for a mother and the unborn baby. Again, your doctor can advise as to what medications are appropriate and safe and advisable for you. If you're making plans to travel to an area where malaria is a risk, the best advice would be to delay the trip until after the baby is born. If, however, for some reason, the trip must take place while pregnant, protect yourself from mosquito bites. There is preventative medication you can take to protect you from malaria. These may or may not be appropriate for you. Talk to your doctor about this and about any concerns you may have. For more information and advice about protection from mosquito bites and malaria, check our feature on malaria on this website. If you're definitely planning on traveling, be sure to find out all you can about medical facilities and medical care in the country to which you're going. Is there adequate and competent care if you should happen to develop complications with your pregnancy? This is important for you and your baby. Before you travel, review your travel health insurance policy. What coverage does it provide? Will you be covered for a pregnancy-related condition? This is not always included in travel insurance. Also, will the insurance policy cover hospital care for premature infants should your baby decide to arrive early? If you're planning on flying by a commercial airline while pregnant, then before you buy your ticket, check with the airline. What is their policy about traveling by air during pregnancy? The regulations may be different for different airline companies, and they may change from time to time. So we'll repeat, before you buy your ticket, check with the airline. Most airlines will not allow you to fly after a certain number of weeks being pregnant. For some, this might be 28 weeks. For others, it might be less than that. If it is acceptable for you to fly, then as much as is possible, select your seat carefully. It would be advisable to find a seat that gives you the most space. An aisle seat would be a good idea. While flying, try and get a little exercise. This helps to maintain your blood circulation. So if it's possible, every now and then, walk up and down the aisle. If, for some reason, you're required to remain in your seat, exercise your legs as much as you can. Flexing your ankles is one exercise that is easy to do while seated. A blood clot in the leg or deep vein thrombosis is a possible danger on long flights. Actually, it's an increased danger if you're flying while pregnant. Check out our feature on deep vein thrombosis on this website for more information. If motion sickness is a problem for you while traveling, then keep in mind that there are certain medications for nausea during pregnancy. One or more of these may possibly be helpful in relieving motion sickness for you. As with other advice, be sure you consult with your doctor about the safety for you and your baby if you use such medications. And one more thing to remember while flying: water. Humidity in the cabin of an airplane is often quite low. So to avoid dehydration, drink plenty of fluids. You may wonder about airport security checks and scanning, which take place before boarding. Most advisors say those scanners are not considered to pose any risk. Before you leave on your trip, there are some items that would be very helpful, perhaps even vitally important, for you to have with you. One of those would be a list of names and phone numbers that you will need in case of an emergency. We, of course, hope there will be no emergency, but it's a good idea to be prepared. Be sure to have this list in your carry-on luggage. Any records of tests related to the pregnancy should also be included in your luggage, with information on any previous pregnancies and their outcomes. Be sure you have a supply of your prescription medications on hand, and it would be a good idea to keep them in their original containers. This will show anyone who may search your belongings that these are medications that were prescribed specifically for you by a doctor. Now, so far, we've concentrated on international travel by way of commercial airlines. What other forms of travel should you be concerned about? Car or bus travel might be on your travel agenda, or even train. Well, cars, buses, and trains have one thing in common with travel by plane. They each involve sitting in one place for an extended period of time. If you're traveling by car, then arrange for rest stops at frequent intervals. Every 90 minutes seems to be a good time for taking a break. These are times when you can get out and walk a little to stimulate the circulation of blood in your legs. This is very important. Also, while traveling by car or bus or train, be sure to have a supply of bottled water on hand for drinking. Some healthy snacks would be a good idea also. If you're a passenger, wear comfortable shoes that you can quickly slip off while you're in the vehicle. While traveling, exercise your legs. We mentioned this earlier while talking about plane travel, but it's an important reminder. Extend your leg, then gently point and flex your foot. This stretches the calf muscles in your leg and helps to get the blood pumping and circulating. Rotating your ankles helps. And a very simple exercise, wiggle your toes. By the way, there are special socks or stockings, if you prefer, available that help to minimize swelling of the legs and assist with blood circulation. It might be a good idea to add these to your travel supplies. Following the various points of advice we have mentioned should help to keep you and your baby safe if you're traveling while pregnant. But remember, things can happen that you don't expect, so be sure to keep close watch on your health. If you develop symptoms while traveling, such as vaginal bleeding, pain in the abdomen, or cramps or contractions, get in touch with medical help as soon as you can. This would be true, too, if you have more than normal swelling in your legs, or unusual pain of any kind, or headaches, or problems with your vision. Be careful as you travel. Be sensible. And at any hint of a problem, see a doctor or a midwife. A Moment for Your Health is a copyrighted feature of MemberCare Media from TWR and InterHealth Worldwide. For links to more information, check out our websites at www.membercaremedia.com.